Okay, today's daf is a Darm daf Ayin Beis. Today's daf for this week is sponsored by Eliza and Ari Ginsburg, the Zecha Nishmas Rachel Bas Moshe. Neshama should have an Aliyah. Oh, right on time. And Rafua Shlema for Shimon Tzvi Ben Perel. Okay, so we are on Ayin Beis and Alpha, the first words by Tashma. Just to go back, it's two lines. We'll go back to the two dots in Ayin Alpha and Beis just to go back into the flow. So Ibayiluhu, they asked the question, Gerishin, Kishtika Damya or Kakama Damya? When, if a husband, I think we're dealing with an Arusa, but if a husband divorces his wife, sends her a get, is that considered, and she took a neder, and then he divorces her, is that considered that he was shosek, or that he was Hakama, or he was making the neder? What does divorce could do? So again, the question was, the idea is that the neder is chal. The question is, what way is it chal? Is it chal shtika? If he waits a whole day, it's not made for the neder, so that's the neder is chal. Or is he actually doing something positive and being mikayim the neder?
He's divorcing within 24 hours of the neder.
Well, that would be shtika. That would be shtika, because otherwise, he divorces her. He divorces her at any time. It doesn't make a difference. The question is, what does the divorce do? What does the divorce do? So Gemara asks, Lamai Nafkamina, what's the difference? Bottom line is, whether he was shosik or he was making the neder is chal. What's the difference? So the Gemara brings the one Nafkamina. He says, Kagon shenadra vishama baila vigarsha vahadre biyomah. The Baal hears about the divorce. Hears about the neder. And then divorces her. And then brings her back and remarries her on the same day. So e amar markish shtika damya. If it's a shtika, so he didn't do anything. So it's just shtika damya. So much he made for lah. He now can go ahead and be made for the neder because he didn't do anything positive to destroy the neder. But e amar marka kama damya lo made him up for lah. But if he was making the neder, if by divorce it's considered an actual positive act of being mekayim the neder, so it doesn't make a difference if he takes her back even within 24 hours. He was already mekayim the neder, and he can't be made for the neder. And he could be shovel on. Maybe he could be shovel on the kama like we've seen before. But that's. Because he knows by divorcing her, he knows he can no longer do anything with her. By divorcing her, she's out of his rishus. It's a positive step putting her out of rishus. He's like Mekai, he doesn't care about the nether anymore. So he was Mekai in the nether. Alright.
Where are you now?
So now we're starting in today's daf. Toshma. So now Gemara's tries. I don't know how many bases I'm now. So Gemara's going to try to bring a proof from a brisa.
The nether is the same thing as nothing.
Well, it after a day it'd be the same thing. But the question here, he remarries her within the day. So if it just he has the whole day to be make him, wait, is he make him or silence?
Make him.
No, so make him is he agrees to the neder.
You don't say anything. That's making.
No, make him. There is an act of hakama. You can say I want the neder to be chal. There is an act of hakama. Shtika just means I wait 24-hour period and automatically by itself it says if it's hakama. So after 24 hours there's no nafkamina. That was the Gemara's question. What's the difference? But within the 24 hours you can have a nafkamina as to whether or not you can be made for it if you remarry her. Right, and the remarriage, the Ron points out, is lav dafka her. It could be another husband. He just says, an interesting language. He says that the husband number one remarrying her is milsa the shricha. That's normal. Okay, so that's what the Ron says. Okay, so Tashma. So now I'm going to try and bring a proof from a brisa that the gerushin is like an actual positive hakama. So Tashma, Amosai Amru, when do we say by Naam Urasa, this was the cases of Nitzrokna, where the permission, or the right to be made for the neder falls to the husband, even if, again, when she's a Nara Murasa, then it's on the husband and the Baal together have to be made for the neder. So Mesa Baal, if the husband dies, Nisrokna Rishus La'av, that the permission or the right to be made for the neder falls or empties, from the Lashon of Rok Greek, it empties out into the father. Number one, the case was Bizman Shal Shama HaBaal. So the Baal never heard the neder in his lifetime, and then he died. And that, so therefore then he died, the husband, now the father has the power to be made for the entire neder. Osha Shama Vehefer, the Baal heard the neder and was made for the neder before he died, and then he died. So now as the Rana has pointed out in the previous document, now his hafara is basically gone, it's null, it goes back all to the father. Osha Shama Vishasak Umesbo Bayom, or he heard, and he was quiet, and he died on that day. So therefore, he never was making the neder because he died on the day. You have a 24-hour period or a day, you know, if it's, do I have one day, should they 24-hour, one day period in order to be made for the neder. He heard it. He didn't do anything. He died before the time period elapsed. So now the father has full permission to be made for the neder. So now the question is, if you say that divorce, giving her a get, is equivalent to shtika, meaning it's not a hakama. If it's not a hakama, therefore, it could there's another case now where it should revert to the husband. Right? The iamar geirishin kashtika dami, lesnei nami, another case where the permission reverts to the father, lesnei nami oshama vigirish bobayo. He heard and he divorced her that day. That's considered only a shtika, if you say it's only a shtika, and then it would completely go back to the father. Because if you say that geirishin is like a hakama, so then there's nothing to say. It won't go back to the father because the Baal was making it. But if you say that Gerishin was Shtika, I found another case where if the husband dies, the permission should revert completely to the father. He divorces her he hears about it, divorces her on that day. But since it's only a Shtika, it's not a full-fledged Hakama, so therefore the father now has the rest of the day to be made for the Neder. Because it's only a Shtika, it's not a Hakama. So midalotet tani hachi, and from the fact that the Braisa does not mention this as another instance of nisrokna, of the permission to be made for falling to the father, shema mina gerishin kakama dami. You see that gerishin equals a hakama, because by the fact that he divorces her, as if he was making the neder. Once the husband was making the neder, a positive act, Rabbi Teller, positive act of be making the neder. So then you can. Then finally being negative, and the father has no permission anymore. He has no power anymore. Because once one of those parties is making the neder, the story's done. It's over.
Make him.
Mekayim the neder.
You need both to make him, or only one?
One. You need both to make him. If both are not make him,
so if one of the parties is make him?
That's it. Unless he dies that day, and then there's no the cases of Nisarokna. So the Gemara says, so from that price, so we will see that get is hakama. Get is considered hakama, because had it been only shtika, we've had another case of where the permission to be made for the neder fell to the husband, to the father.
Is she allowed to go to a chacham for 2 months and get?
So the machlokes Rishon was whether she can be matir neder of what something that her husband was mekayim. Machlokes Rishon. He, we saw before that he can be matir his hakama. Remember we saw that, right? Whether she can, right. So Ema Sefer. So the Gemara says, okay, you made the diyuk one way from the reish of the brisa. I'll make a diyuk the opposite way from the sefer of the brisa. And the Gemara will say, since we can make a diyuk one way from the reish, one way from the sefer, you can't make any diyuk at all because it's lav dafka. So Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa of that Braisa. These are cases now where we say that, Aval im shama v'kiyem. Let's say the husband heard the neder and it was mekayim the neder before he died. O shama v'shasak umeis b'yom shalacharab. Or the husband heard the neder, he was quiet the entire day and died the next day, which is like a hakama in the end. Correct. After the day. Ein yachol lahafer. Then the husband dies, then the father's powerless now. He can't do anything because the neder was already hukam. The neder was established. So the iyamar gerishin kahakama dummy. But if you say gerishin equals a hakama, so listening, we have another case, do another case of hakama. We just said the gerishin is like hakama. So add that to the safe of the brisa and say, listening, the imshama begirish. Bring another case and say, if the husband heard about the get, divorced her, that's a case of hakama, and therefore it's another case of where the father cannot be matir the neder, cannot be made for the neder. Ela midaloka tani hachi, since the brisa didn't say this, shema mina gerish and kshtika dami. So the diik would be the opposite way. The diik is that gerish is like shtika. Because if it was like hakama, you would have another case where the permission does not revert to the father. So the Gemara therefore says, Ela mehal leka lemashra minei. From here, you have no diuk. You can't make a diuk one way or the other. You can't erase the dafka, because maybe you can say the resha is dafka, and nasiv seifa mishum resha. And they only mention the cases of the seifa to go against the cases of the resha, but it's not, you know, to give the opposite cases, but it's not dafka. And he's seifa dafka, nasiv resha mishum seifa. If the seifa is dafka, then they only put the case in the resha to go against the opposite cases of the seifa. But you don't know which way to make the diuk. If you don't know which way to make the diuk, we have no raya either way.
So what's the conclusion?
We're going to have a few more tries, and then, typical in Durham fashion, we're not going to have a conclusion. And that's why the Ron constantly says, right, it's Nadar Lashitase. There's no conclusion. That's why the Ron always says, Lian Halacha, Lian Halacha.
So Gerishin is a machlokes then? Either Shtika or
Gerishin is a machlokes, whether or not it equals Shtika. Right, whether it equals Shtika or equals Hakama.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's funny because we have the Shaila here. Yesterday we saw the sheet of Shmuel. Shmuel was clear.
Yeah.
Shmuel was clear that it was like Shtika. Because he allowed up to 100 husbands to be constantly being right. So the Ryan will bring it down to the end. You see the Ryan, the last Ryan, the Amid, as in Halach, he brings the Machlokas and showing him what we pass in like. On the one hand, we have a sugya that seems to be clear. We have a suffix in this sugya, but we have a sugya by Shmuel that seems to be clear. Then again, also we have this concept by Medar, with there's a suffix, you go to Chumrah. There's a suffix, the Rice, the Chumrah. So there's a Machlokas and Ryan will bring down Machlokas in the Ramban and the Rashba, how to pass him. But that's the Darim, we just keep going. Right?
Just intuitively,
intuitively, what do you mean intuitively?
I said this yesterday. I said no. That's making it. Once he's divorcing her, how does he have any right to make him? He's ending their relationship.
No, he's not dead.
The
act of divorce.
What does the act of divorce do? Once he divorces her, he can't do anything anymore.
Right.
He's done. What if he remarries her that day?
Oh, that's the case.
That's the case. He remarries. That's the nafkamina between whether it's right. That's another shot. How do you do that? But whatever. So, right. So that's why. Remember the Ron, I mentioned the Ron said it's lav dafka that it's the husband himself. It could be somebody else. We have to have hafkana. What about having a separation? How can somebody else marry her on the same day? And machzik rishasa. So you can say okay. So he did. She didn't marry anybody else in the meantime. But. Whatever. The case is...
In that case, why can't it be...
There's no Havkana. So that's why maybe the Ron... That's why the other Rishonim say it is Dafka, that it's the husband himself who's remarrying her. Because if it's somebody else remarrying her, well, he didn't wait the requisite amount of time in between. But to your question, that's what the Gemara asks. And what is it like my Nafkamina? The Nafkamina only is if he remarries her that day.
Don't say he doesn't take it.
And that's it.
What?
Because then he waited
20. That's not making. He makes
it that there. Because Shtika after 20, then he divorced her.
Yeah.
And then.
He's not Shtika. He's not involved. Now he's now out of the picture.
So he's out of the picture, so he can't do anything.
No,
he's done.
But the father can.
But it's a case. Does it go back to the. Does it go back to the father? It goes, depends on the price.
Husband's removed.
When did the father hear? How long ago was it? If it was after 24 hours and there was shtika, that equal, and it depends on the cases. Does it fall back? Right, we just said that Amr Mesa Bonds Rook was much from all these cases. You have to figure out if it goes back to the father or not.
How can you say his divorcing her has any bearing on the neder if he's now completely out of the picture?
Because the thing that divorce
is. The divorce is a positive act. Divorce could be a positive action. The same way I'm saying, I'm making the neder. I know you have nadarim on you, and I'm divorcing you. Let's just see if there's a Ron talks about it. He says.
Oh, because of the neder?
Right.
Yeah,
look at the Ron. Look at the Ron in yesterday's daf. Yesterday is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom. Ibayluhu. Gerushin Kishtika Damin Okakamadami. You weren't here yesterday, right? Okay. So he says, Mishum the Kavan the Yad the Aris, since the Aris knows, the Labasar Gerushin Lo Matsi Mayfair, after he divorced her, he cannot be Mayfair. The Lo Hafer Kodim Gerushin, Kaman the Okmi the Nidradami. It's as if he was Makai in the Nedder. He hechid the Amrinam the Michi Lo Hafer Beyom Shmua, Kaman the Okidam. The same way as if you hear it on the, and wait 24 hours and wait the whole day, it also considered be making the Nedder. It's a positive act. Okay. So that was Raya number one. Don't have it. Now we're going to try to prove it from our Mishnah on Ayin Aleph, which is why it's brought here. Tashma, right? So Tashma, right in the middle of the story, in the middle of the Amud. Tashma, Nadra v'hi Arusa, right? She takes a neder and she's Arusa v'nizgarsha, and she's divorced from her Arus on the day that she took the neder, right? He was not made for her, and the husband was not made for her. V'nizarsa bo b'yom, and she remarries again that day. Lav dafka, but we say him. But v'nisar shavu b'yom, v'afilu l'meya, even to 100 people. So it's lav dafka him. It could be to other people. Constantly, our Mishnah said, avia ubala ha'achro mefiru nidareha. The father and the last husband, it's all within that first day. The father and the last husband have the power to be made for the neder. But if you said that gerushin is kakamajami, so how can anyone have the power to be made for the neder during the day?
Right.
Who cares? Right? Shema mina gerushin ashtika damu. Ika Kamadamu, Mi Matsi made for Aris Akro Nidra, the Okim Aris Rishon. How could the last Aris, let's just say two guys, how can the second guy be made for the Neder, the first guy was already making?
There is no
Chavit, there's no Neder. Right, there's no Chavit. It's a running Shaila, how that works.
If he was making, he cannot hay for later.
Correct, even if it's the same guy. Because how can the next Aros, no matter who he is, be made for a Neder that was already Hukam? Now, Havchan, I think, bottom line is, yes, it's you're not allowed to, but I think a Kedushin is still Chal. So you can maybe get away that way. But you're right, it's an undulled current over here. You have to figure out what the issue is. How do you have somebody else?
Some without Kedushin messed up.
Yeah, big time.
This is
only Arison, so maybe it's just the guy just says, all right, well, Kedushin, you don't necessarily need Masada Kedushin. I don't know. It's just an undercurrent here that has to be dealt with.
So this is the proof, actually.
So this is a proof. So the Gemara says no. It's not a proof.
It is because of Mishnah.
Okay, but the Gemara says Hachu Ma'eschinon b'shelo shama Aros Rishon. We're dealing with the let's just say it's two guys. So the first Aros never heard the Neder. So if he never heard the Neder, he never gained the power to be making. So he never heard the Neder, and then he divorced her. So Gemara is.
Because of
Neder,
that was their impression.
So Iha, you're not coming to my house for dinner? Kona. Right, that was the. So Ihachi, if the case is talking about a case where the original Aris didn't hear the Neder, Ma'ir Bobayom, why does the Mishnah say B'davka on that day? If he never heard the Neder, other than the Sheet of the Rambam, then it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference if it was Bobayom. It could be 20 days later.
Yeah.
He never heard it. That obligation or permission to be made for it was never chal on him.
Bobayom is the
Gerushin Bobayom. So, Bobayom of what? So the Mishnah is giving a chiddush that the last husband and the father can be made for the neder if all these divorces and marriages took place both by yom of the neder. But if the husband never heard of the neder, who cares?
Right.
Correct. So ihachi ma'ir vobayom. I feel achar me'ayomim nami. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Einach nami kishelo shama arus, but v'shama av. But the father heard. The father knows about it. So if you wait 24 hours, right? He says, the bo bayom who the matzi mefer. We come ilch lo matzi mefer. If you wait to 24 hours, I'm saying 24 hours, but I think it's a machlokas whether it's 24 hours, if it's meis leis, but for the next day, but. If the father heard the neder, so now the clock starts already on the father's side.
Who cares? We have two parties here.
But even if one is making the neder, if one is shoshi for 24 hours, that's a hakama. Okay, you have me and you. You're older. You're the father, I'm the husband. Okay? The woman makes, I'm Aris. The woman makes the neder. The woman takes the neder. You're quiet. You're quiet for 24 hours, and I was Mayfair. You're quiet for 24 hours, you're making the neder. It doesn't matter. There's dual power here. They both have to be Mekayim the neder. That was the original Mishnah in the 10th Perek.
Right, I know. So we had a lot of cases before this when the husband's out of town, doesn't find out for a month. And then
that's if he doesn't find out. But whoever did find out and then waits 24 hours, right, then waits 24 hours, they were making the neder. The other guy's out of the picture now. Because the letter's already hukam.
So it's always a collaboration. You need both parties.
To be Mayfair, you need both parties. Yeah, to be making it's only one party.
Right.
That right? All right, the Mishnah said, Naro Murasa Viu Baal Mafir Nidareha, Hefer Av Lo Hefer Baal, Hefer Abav Lo Hefer Av Ein Mufar, the Ein Tzarich Lomar Shekayim Kiyim Echameh. Right, it was an Tzarich Lomar in the Mishnah. Okay, so the Gemara, so we have no raya still. We still have no raya as to which way it is. We thought we had a clear raya that Gerushin equaled Hakama, but in the end of the day, there was the reason why Gerushin wasn't a problem here was because, sorry, that Gerushin equaled Shtika, but it was saying here that the husband never heard of it. So therefore, the clock never started ticking on the husband, so you can't prove one way or another. Now, number three, Tashma, this is from a Mishnah, Adaf Pei Tes. So this seems pretty clear. Shma Tashma Nadra Bobayom. She takes a neder on that day. Vegirsha Vechzir Bobayom. Okay, so on Tuesday, she takes a neder. On Tuesday, the husband divorces her. On Tuesday, the husband remarries her. Ein Yochel Lahafir. He can no longer be made for the neder. Seems pretty clear. Everything was done on that day, and he can't be made for the neder, must be because he was already making the neder. How is he making the neder? Because he divorced her. He says, "Vechzir bo b'yom ein yochel lahafir shma mina gerushin kahakama damu." Seems pretty clear that gerush is like hakama. Where it says, "No, Amri." They said in the yeshiva, and that what case is that Mishnah talking about? Hacha b'nisua askinon. There, we're talking about a full-fledged married woman after nisuin. We used to be talking about Erisin, because Erisin, when she's a Nara Murasa, that's when the fault rate, when she's a girl between the ages of 12 and 12 and a half, and she's a Nara and she's Murasa, during that time period, that's when you have the joint power between the father and the husband. Here we're talking about a Nesua. She's fully married. She had the father has no power after the Nesua. So, Hachu b'Nesua askinan. V'hainu time with the Ein Yochel Lahafer. What's the reason why he cannot be Mefer? Mishum, the Ein Baal Mefer b'Kod Kodmin. Because once you hit the status of Nisuin, the husband has no power to be made for Nedarim that existed prior to the Nisuin. Right? So look at the Ran. It's the last Ran of the short lines.
Alone.
No, at all. No one has the power.
Why?
Because once she's in the sewer, she leaves the resus of the father.
So the husband still has
But once he marries her fully, he doesn't have permission to be made for the darn that existed prior to the nisui.
Even if he hears for the first time.
Correct. So Amr Hakin to be suin askinan. He says lo olam aim lechag the gerish and kashtika daming. Maybe you say it's all gerish akasim. But hachut hainu taima mishum to be nisui askinan. Right, over tchila, over so. Whether the first time it was nisuin, the second time it was nisuin, meaning she married. There was two marriages here, so either one of them being a nisuin, you'll have a problem. Mishum haki lo motzi mefer de ein habal mefer bekodimin hilkach I arusa betchila. Let's say he married her as she was arus, and then divorced her, and then remarries her the second time. She took a neder. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, right? She takes a neder.
Right.
She takes a neder.
But this is
talking about Arusa. Let's do the case. She took a neder. She was ma'ares, mit'ares. She was mit'ares.
Right.
Sorry.
Mit'areset.
She was mit'areset. She's right. So he took a took a neder. She was mit'areset. She was, and then she was divorced. And now she's nesua afterwards. The gareshes who mitnat. SS.
So she remarries, right? And comes in a sure, right?
Correct. So Arusa Bitchila Vinasua. So let's read aside. Rabbi Sophie, Lo Matzi Mayfair. He can't be Mayfair. He ain't about Mayfair Kodman. Because that neder took place before the Nisuin. So that's a problem. The Inisua Bitchila. Let's say she was Nisuin, full fledged marriage at point A, and then took the neder, and then got divorced. Varusa Bitchila. Then he remarries her with an Arison. Nami lo matzi mefer the kevon shenises. Once she gets married on part, once she got married on part A, once she got married, right? Pukale av, the father can no longer do it. The aris enu yachal lahafir el b'shutfus. The aris now, if she's engaged, she's only arisin. The aris doesn't have the power alone. He has to do it with the father. But the father already lost the power once she was nesua the first time. So he's out. She's out. There's no one who can be. What?
Once she's
in the sewer, the father's out.
One second. The first time she was in the sewer, the second time she was in the sewer.
Yeah, because he divorced her.
Yeah.
He divorced her on that day. It's a busy day.
Okay.
And then once she's in the sewer once, even though she reverts back to me and Rusa, and she's only 12.
That's what it seems to say, that she's out.
Father's out.
I don't know, but it says that maybe it's not like Truma. Like Truma, you go back to the father's house. Maybe you don't go back to the father's house.
A father can remarry her a couple of times. Let's say she's a katana, she gets kicked in.
But the katana is a different story. We're talking about a nara. Right, so, but I. In the katana, there's an issue whether the Dharma Chal to begin with, whether she has das to make it.
In general, father's jurisdiction, the matter how she gets to the.
Yes, it seems over here, the Ron says pretty clearly that if she was. I'll look it up. I'll text you. He says, "Kaven the nasi." Then he says, "Pakale av." The father's out. Okay, so we have no raya. So the Indian halacha, just to say inside what we said before, we don't know. Again, we have no conclusion as to whether or not gerushin is kama or kashtiko.
Right? If a husband,
it's dangerous. Start a question that way.
And here, even an old nether, he could mefer.
No, only during the erushin stage with the father.
No, I'm talking about nesuin now.
No, because by nesua, you cannot be mefer, ein bal mefer b'kodman.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So that's we'll see in the Mishnah. We'll see in the Mishnah what they used to do. We'll see in the Mishnah in a moment what
they used to do.
If she's in the Nesua and makes a neder, then that's clear. Right, inheriting a neder. So you have to be very careful that they used to do to make sure they had no nedarim.
Because your grandfather's a neder.
What?
Your grandfather's a neder.
Your grandfather's a neder. Don't confuse us with facts. That's right. Okay.
I didn't realize to the point of the Gemara, because the Gemara is not conclusive.
Right. You have to figure out which one. I think that's why he constantly says l'inyan halacha. I don't know any other. Does the Ran and other Masechtos always go l'inyan halacha? I mean, the Ran and the Dharma is different because the Dharma is different. Lashon and Dharma is Mishuna, but he constantly declaring which way to go to halacha because there's no conclusions in the Gemara. So he says, "L'inyan halacha, chasef haramban zal, kevan divayin delo ishita." It's a question that we don't answer. Naktinan lechumra, we do lechumra. The gerishin kakama dami. That gerishin equals a hakama, and therefore it's a neder. I don't know why that's the chumra or not, but that's who says that that's the chumra to be making neder is the chumra. Behecha de nadra. So if she takes a neder, v'shama baila.
You heard me like the positive aspect of gerishin.
Behecha, and it's a mitzvah too. So behecha de nadra. And her husband heard it. He can't be made for her. Yeah, maybe in Baidul Ishta over here, but Shmuel, who's an Amora, Shmuel clearly he was clear on yesterday's daf, who said Lael. He said, how do we know that Aris Achron Mefer Nedarim Shenir Rishon? How do we know for sure that the Aris Achron can be Mefer the Nedarim of the Rishon? The Alma, and he had to deal with the case of an Erison. The Alma Kabli me, and that, sorry, that the husband heard, he was dealing with the case where the husband heard about it. The Alma Kabbalah me Reb Rabbi, he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbeim, the Chitadam be Masnisim, Bo Bayom, Mishum Shmias Aris Nakilev, Lo Mishum Shmias Ab. We're talking about that the husband heard. And if, remember, we also had, if the husband was one who heard it, and then 100 people can be made for that day, how can the last guy be made for the neder that the first husband was making? Which he wasn't making, he was just shows it. The divorce isn't, so therefore, the cave on the Shmuel Amar Hachi, therefore Shmuel was clear, lo shafkina my de pshita le Shmuel mishum my de afsakele b'gemara. We're not going to leave over and what was clear to Shmuel and paskin what was unclear to the Gemara. If we have, bari v'shema by someone about the Shiloh, we're going to go bari yadif in this case, and we're going to paskin like Shmuel says the Rashba. So the Chit Tema, Bran S, okay, I mean, this is all the Rashba speaking. So then why did they answer the Shiloh from Shmuel? We have the Shiloh going one way or another way, just answer from Shmuel. So the Gemara says, they were trying to prove, to get the answer either from a Tanaitic source, not from an Amora. And he brings another case similar that we saw earlier on Daf Lamed Hey. Remember, we had a shaila whether the Kohanim or our shlichim or the shlichim of Hashem, and we didn't answer the question, even though the question was answered in a different Gemara. Right below, if Shita Hasam, Afogav da Havile Limishim, Mame de Ramuna, the Amr Perik Mohammed the Kedushin, the Shluchi de Shemaya Havi. It was clear in the first Perik and Kedushin that Rav Hamuna Paskin, that the Kohanim was Shluchi de Shemaya. But in our Gemara, we didn't Paskin one way or another. Why? Mishum de Masnisin, Omi Masnisa, Havi Boy Limishate, below me member the Amora, Bohanamikavase. Because our Gemara was trying to prove it either from a Mishnah or a Brisa, from a statement of the Tanayim, and they didn't want to prove from a statement of the Amorayim. But in Echanami, there are all Morayim who had their conclusions, and the Rashba says, since the Shmuel had his conclusion, we would pass it like Shmuel, that Gerishin is Shtika. Whereas the Ramban says, we have a suffix in our Gemara, and Gerishin, and therefore we'll go to Chumra, that Gerishin would be like Hakama. Okay. Next Mishnah.
How do you think it happened in history, where a guy...
I don't know. The Ron said that it was most of the shchicha, maybe most of the shchicha relative to the other case, but I don't know.
What, they divorced and he married the same day that she makes a neder?
We're talking about the dar. We're totally out of our frame of reference. So I don't know. I don't know what happened.
They always bring an extreme case where you can extrapolate a single one.
Right, in a kanami, but from a sociological standpoint, the dar at the time were very, very prevalent. Remember, we keep seeing the Gaonim at the beginning of Masechta, the Gaonim kept trying to pull away the idea of Nedarim, up to the point now where, like, remember, Menachem pointed me out that keynote said that they didn't learn the Zeros and the Nedarim, right? That the Rosh Halavetchik had that shot in the keynote. Okay.
Menachem's catch from yesterday was very relevant. How can you get married get married and take a horse and get married the same day. 90 days.
Right. I mean, it's still chal.
Yeah.
Right. As Rabbi Tal pointed out, somebody messed up. The rabbis. Okay. So Derech, next Mishnah. Derech Talmidei Chachamim. It was the way of the Talmidei Chachamim that were, they were choshesh for the problem of the darim. So the Talmidei Chachamim were marrying off their daughters. What they used to do is ad shelo haisa bito yotza me'etzlo, prior to the daughter leaving his rishus to marry the husband, Omer La, he would say to his daughter, kol nedarim shenedarta b'sof beisi arei mufarim, be like sort of a kol nidre prior to marriage. All the nedarim that you were took while you were in my rishus, in my house, harehim mufarim, they're all mufar, and therefore when you leave my house, you're clean of nedarim. You're clean of nedarim. He was made for all the nedarim. Right. Gemara. V'chein, right? We'll get to Gemara. V'chein habal, and so too the val, before she would come into his rishus, as before the chuppah, or before the nisuin, ad shaloti kanes l'rishuso, prior to her entering into his rishus, Omer La, he would say to his arusa, kol nedarim shenedarta, all the nedarim that you took, ad shaloti kanes l'rishusi, hein mufar, all the nedarim you took, I guess when we, during the time of the Erisin, they're also mufar. So his hafara would never be mitzdarif with the father's hafara, and she would have no nedarim, right? Because at the moment she enters into his rishus, meaning there's nisuin, enu yochul lahafer, he cannot be made for, because the baal, a nisbal of a nisua, cannot be made for the kodman. That was beforehand.
Right before he could, right before she becomes a nisua.
Before she becomes a nisua, yeah. Once he becomes a nisua, he no longer has power over what was taken when she was an arus, because that can only be hufar with the father, and the father lost the power also. So kind of
out the way.
So, according to this, it seems to be some sort of global club. Similar to our Kol Nidre, you know, like we do this global hafara as well. So, but the Gemara is going to now explain more. That's the Shaila. So, Bayi Rabbi Bar Chama. Let's learn the Gemara. Guys know too much Gemara, so that's why the Mishnah has a problem here. So, Bayi Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Chama asked the following question. Baal, mahu sheyafer velo shmiya. So we had a question. The husband, like, same idea with the father, can he be made for the neder without hearing that the neder took place? Maybe he had, maybe his the woman was want to take the darim, and he goes, okay, today's Tuesday, I'm made for your nether. You know, she just took a nether? I didn't hear it, but I'm just made for the nether. Can he do that? Is that chal? Or, right, Gemara brings this study at Suffolk. Because the Pasuk says in Parshas Nedarim, in Parshas Matos, it says, v'shama isha, v'hefer is nidra. So is the shama dafka? Is dafka who? Olav dafka who? Or is it not dafka? I don't know what the study of the Suffolk is, it's just, Dafka lav dafka, when it says Rishama. So Amar Rava, so now Rava's will try to prove it from our Mishnah. Look at our Mishnah. Tashma, Derech Talmidei Chachamim, Achilo Yatzas Bito Me Etzlo, Omer La, Kol Nedarim, Sardarta Pesach Besi, Harei He Mufarin. Any neder he took in my house is Mufar. Vaha, which he's, the fact that he says, Kol Nedarim Sardarta, which is, you know, which is general, right? Which is general. He's not being specific, and he didn't say neder ploni u ploni. He just said kol nedarim v'haloshama. He didn't hear. He didn't hear about the nedarim. Had he heard about the nedarim, he would have said which nedarim specifically. He didn't hear the neder. He just says any neder that you took, and the Mishnah says it's valid. So you see, you don't have to have heard. You do not have to have heard of the neder in order to be made for the neder.
For the 24-hour period, he takes it. He tells it a month after. He's saying at the end of the Erison, he said 6 months ago, how's it work now in terms of this?
So this is the time period. This is the call for the Hatoras and Dorm that we do.
So the Gemara says, if he didn't hear about the Neder, then he never had, then why does he have to be made for the Neder to begin with? Similar to your question. Gemara asks, the MK in Kilo Shama, Lamali Lamedmar, right? It doesn't, that's the question the Gemara says. It says, look at the Ran, Lamale Lemeimar. It's sort of midway with in the short lines. Inkein Kilo Shama Lamale Meimar, Malo Lahafer, Al Hasafik Hafara She'en Ma'elis, Keno Shesofa Lachar Lehefer, Kisha Yishma Nidara. What's he doing now? What's he being made for now? There's no neder here to be made for. He says, so Hakamash Malan, so our mission is coming to tell you, the Orcha the Tzovim Rabbanon Lahadure. This was the Derech of Talmidei Chachamim. To get the woman, to get the daughter to start talking. Look at the Ran. The Ran says, this Orcha the Tzur Rabban Lahadure, Darcho Shaltami Chacham Lachzor Aleha Belomerla, and say, Kol nedarim shen adakta arehim ufarim kedei lachnisa bedvarim. So she'll start talking. Shemitokach hino tenis lev el liba v'omeres neder ploni nadarti v'humefer. In other words, just to get the ball rolling, he says that. So your question is, if it took place, doesn't matter. He didn't hear about it, so he says any neder that you took. So she says, oh yeah, I took this neder, I took that neder. So now he hears about it, and now he's made for it. Right, and that was made for it.
She doesn't say that. What's the mission saying?
That's how he's explaining the mission. The mission is saying that the derech l'midah chachamim war is before the daughter went out to get married, he would just say, any neder you took is Mayfair. And he would say, oh dad, he would say, dad, you're right, you know, because I took this neder, I took that neder, so then he would say, mufrala. Then he would hear the nadarim, and would be made for, not right. Mayfair the nadarim.
Mayfair something she heard about a month before, so you know what, I'm doing everything now, I'm just generic Mayfair. Yes,
only. Yeah. Right, because I think even if she's not divorced, even if she's not married, and she takes a neder, and he hears about it, and does, is not made for it, he's making it.
This is a ploy
in order to get her to open up,
right.
And then he'll be made for the nether.
The ones he did not know about. Yeah.
Right, because the ones that he didn't know about before, he either was maker or was maker.
So bottom line is yes.
According to this, yeah. So Hakamash one also about this. So the Gemara now says, again, we still have our Shaila of what about being made for below Shemiyah. So now we're trying to prove it from the second part. So Tashma, Seifa of the Mishnah. The Chain HaBaal, Atzolti Kansel Rishuso, Omerla. The husband also says, before the Nisuin, the husband says, any of the Dharm that you have, I am being Mayfair. So you see, he says, Kol HaDharm Shnadarta, which means it was general, he wasn't specific. It get its mashma that the husband did not hear the Ned there. And Pashtus of our Mishnah is that it works. Like Gemara says, this Hachanami is difficult.
How does he make for it that way?
Because they're Erisin. Right. Rishus means Nisuin. That's the Kofa.
That's right. When it's a taser of an Erisin makes a letter, so why does a husband have to be part of the Hapara? So we
said
all along that
in Arusa. Well, yeah, Arusa is the husband and the husband and the father. Nisua.
So a husband has to be there. I mean, has to be made for also.
Correct. So he's doing his part here. He's being made for an Adarim. Because he wants to be made for them before Nisuin. Because once she's a Nisua, he can no longer be made for the Kodman. He can no longer be made for. Okay. So Hachanami, it bothered me because it's not the same answer. Hachanami would mean the same answer. We're giving a different answer here. So I think the Gersa takes out Hachanami. He says, the Amrla, l'chi sham ana. The Aris is basically saying, when I hear it, that's when I'm saying now that all the Nedarim that you take are going to be Mufar, but they're not Mufar now, they're only going to become Mufar when I hear about them. It's a pro. It's.
What is he going to hear about it? They're getting married. They're having the suing now. He's saying this before the suing.
Ooh, but once the suing happens, it's out. Right, so between now and the suing. Between now and the suing. So he says, so Tashma. So we still don't have a riot. So Tashma, the Gemara is trying to bring it from a different mission on Ayin Hay. Ha'omer Li'ishto. Guy says to his wife, Kol Nedarim Shetaduri. He's married. He says, any neder that you take from now, right, from now, he's going on a business trip. So he says, I'm leaving on Sunday. Your woman takes the darm. I'm saying right now, any nether you take this week until I come back before Shabbos are considered mufar. That doesn't count. You can't be making the nether unless you're actually there and hear about it. But if he says harehen mufarin, then he says they're mufar. Rabbi Lezer omer mufar. They are mufar. Okay, well, I'm going to figure out what the difference between hakama and hafar. Okay, so he says vaha lo shama. But how can he do that? He didn't hear the neder, and we're saying it works. Vaha lo shama. So hachanami de amra lichi shamana. He says when I hear them, they will be considered mufar. So he goes okay. V'lamali min hashla. So then why does he have to say anything now? Why is he going to say I'm telling you now that when I hear the nedarim, they're considered mufar? Well, then they're not considered mufar until he hears about them. So just be made for the neder when he hears about them. What's he doing about them now? So he said, "Lami mihashta." That's another shot. You have to write. L'chi shamalei leferla. Right? He can be made for them when he hears them. So Kamar answers, "Kasavar dilma mitridna hahishaita." He's afraid that at the time that he actually hears about it, he's going to be very busy to say, Mayfair. He's going to be very busy. So therefore, he puts this blanket hafara now to take place later. I am going to be made. As of now, I'm telling you now that any neder, the moment I hear a neder, it's mufar. Because I'm worried that at the time I actually hear it, I won't say mufar because I'm going to be busy. But the case is that he has, in order for the neder to be hufar, he has to hear it. The next case. So Tashma, similar case. Omer la apotropos. So he has an apotropos appointed in his house. So he says, Kol nedaris nedaris ishti mikan ala tshuvah mokom ploni hafer. Any neder that my wife takes for now, and when I come back, you should be made fair. You're in charge. You should be made fair. She took a neder. The hafer la, the apotropos was mafer the neder. So yachli you mufarin. You would think that would be mufar. Shnufu shalom gamoso. V'kamalomar, isha yikimeno v'isha yifereno, divir Rabbi Yosha. That's something that only can be done personally. Put it on tefillin. Oh, you can't have a shliach put on tefillin for you. Ah, shnufu shalom gamoso. Yeah, you can't do it. It's on the goof. It's only on him that he has to be made for that. Apotropos can't work. So amar lo Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason asked, well, why not? Matin b'chol tor kulos shnufu shalom gamoso. Why can't I make the shliach over here? So the Gemara says, v'afilu Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yosha only says this that he can't. Lo kamar elamishum gzeirus hakasav gzeirus hakasavu. There's a gzeirus hakasav that says aisha yikimenu v'isha yifarenu, that only the husband himself can be made for the neder. About the kuli alma, but lule the miut. Had it not been for the miut, you would have said shluchos shel adam kamosa. Would have been shluchos shel adam kamosa. Meaning the only reason why Rabbi Yosha says it doesn't work here is because of shluchos shel adam kamosa. What do you mean? It should also not work because he didn't hear it. That's why it shouldn't work. Why are you getting on to the whole idea of that over here? This is the exception of shluchos shel adam kamosa. It shouldn't work because he never heard of the nedarim. So Gemara does give the same answer. Hachanami d'amale lichisham ana mevale. The husband tells the apotropos, when you hear the neder, then you should be made for it. So the Gemara says, okay, so lichisham leifala. So when the apotropos hears it, let him be made for the neder then. So the Gemara says, "Hu savar dilma mitridna." The husband was worried that maybe the apotropos, I guess, will be very busy at the time that he hears the neder, or maybe he will be very busy at the time that he hears the neder. Therefore, he was moaning an apotropos to be made for the neder. So it's the same thing. So I mean, it doesn't work because it's it doesn't work. Enochlami doesn't work because there's no shluch like most of the apotropos. But it's the same, the lot, taking that out of the picture, trying to bring another raya. The point being is that the guy says, I'm telling you now that at any moment I hear you the neder, it's going to be mufar at the time I hear the neder. So the Gemara asks, why don't you just be mufar the neder at the time I hear the neder? Because his word isn't going to be too busy at the time. So the moment he hears the neder, it's considered hafara. But it seems to hear that right now, it seems to be making a conclusion, there seems to be a conclusion that you have to hear it. Because during the Shakta Vataria, it came out that you have to hear the neder.
So what is the core of the Hatoras and Doros that we make every Rosh Hashanah?
Right, that was a daf a long time ago.
Right,
so that's machlokas in the Gemara. First of all, it's one of the wonders of our Siddur that the Kol Nidre survived, because many Gaonim and Rishonim were opposed to the concept. There's different girsas in it. He's saying, you know, Kirim Korim Zem and Kirim Abba, Rabbeinu Tama there. So that's a whole sugyan of itself. I'll try to remember to send you something, but it's not for now. That's a previous, that was a previous thought. But Enoch Anami, it's a big shayla about that.
Same thing. How can you do it in advance?
Right. How can you do it without being mafaris?
What do you do in front?
Well, that's a taris nedarim. Right. But we say specifically there, even though I know that in order to be matur neder, I had to be mafaris all the nedarim. The nedarim are so many that I don't know.
But at the end, you say I'm telling you now. When you think I'll make it the next year?
Right.
Completely made for now.
Right.
How do you do that?
Right, so we had that. Right, we had that. What was that? That was. Check the records. Check the files. Okay, we'll stop. We'll stop here again. Today's daf was learned for Zuchus for a foolish lame before Shema Tzvi and Peril, and Zuchus for the and Zeicha Nishmas Rachel Bas Moshe. Everyone have a wonderful day.